This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems. We hope you enjoy today's offering for Poem a Day, unarchived from the public domain, and presented by the Academy of American Poets.
The Paper Nautilus by Marianne Moore. For authorities whose hopes are shaped by mercenaries, writers entrapped by tea time fame and by commuters' comforts. Not for these, the paper nautilus constructs her thin glass shell, giving her perishable souvenir of hope, a dull white outside and smooth edged inner surface, glossy as the sea. The watchful maker of it guards it day and night. She scarcely eats until the eggs are hatched, buried eightfold in her eight arms, for she is in a sense a devilfish. Her glass, ramshorn, cradled freight is hid but is not crushed. As Hercules, bitten by a crab loyal to the Hydra, was hindered to succeed, the intensively watched eggs coming from the shell free it when they are freed, leaving its wasp nests, flaws of white on white and close, laid ionic chitin folds like the lines in the mane of a Parthenon horse, round which the arms had wound themselves as if they knew love is the only fortress strong enough to trust to. About this poem, The Paper Nautilus is anthologized in The Faber Book of Modern Verse, edited by Michael Roberts. In her article, Two Kinds of Vision in Marianne Moore, published by Johns Hopkins University Press, A.K. Weatherhead wrote, quote, "The principle implicit throughout Marianne Moore's work, that attention must be paid to details and that the truth and feeling must be based on the perception of them, is clearly embodied in The Paper Nautilus. These intensively watched details give rise to the conclusion that love is the only fortress strong enough to trust to. The scrutinized details which produce the moral judgment also express personal feelings. The paper nautilus is in a sense the poet herself who, working indeed with paper, constructs a form, a part of herself, in which to foster and deliver her ideas. These coming from the shell free it when they are freed, and leave evidence of the love and care that had encompassed them. In such a way, the poem expresses with extreme reticence the complex of personal feelings, conflicting senses of freedom and deprivation that attend the poetic act." End quote.
Poem a Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem a Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.